For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. State control of the Little Rock School District, or any district whose school board has been dissolved, could look very different under a bill in the Arkansas legislature. Still in its beginning stages, the legislation authorizes state-run districts to be administered by nonprofit private education companies. The transformative effect of the measure is something that cannot be understated by its more adamant opponents, some of which, like former school board member Jim Ross, are a familiar cast from the fallout over the State Board of Education's 5-4 decision to wrest control of Little Rock Public Schools away from the voter-approved school board.
Right now, the Walton Foundation has bought education in this city. They began on January the 28th by taking over the Little Rock School District. We said at that time that you watch what the Boston Consultant Group and Tony Woods and these others are going to do, and they were going to introduce a bill that allowed for charter schools to come in and take over these districts. That's now happened.
Ross's claim of influence from the Waltons, the heirs to the founder of Walmart, refers in part to a number of lobbyists he contends are working to privatize schools. Ross had Gary Newton in mind.
The group that I represent is called Arkansas Learns, and it is essentially created to be a private sector voice for education excellence.
Newton is part of one of a few groups the bill's primary sponsor, Representative Bruce Cozart, says he met with in the bill's initial stages.
I didn't write the bill. Somebody else came to me about the bill, and I may not have been their first choice, but I think I might have been down the line.
Cozart, a Republican from Hot Springs, also identified a representative of a second group with a Walton on its board, Scott Smith, as being part of a team that crafted the bill. Newton said he had no direct role in writing the bill, and he rejects arguments of a heavy-handed influence from any Walton family members.
Well, I would submit that there is no way to counter conspiracy theory because it's simply not based in fact. I understand the fear and concern of uncertainty.
Though Newton does acknowledge some Walton presence behind his work.
We are supported specifically by Jim Walton, who is on my board. And so that obviously we're a private organization that I don't have those numbers in front of me, but they are a strong sponsor.
And as for state lawmakers that represent one school district that could be affected, the Little Rock School District, well, Democratic members are united in opposition. Representative Clark Tucker.
It creates the possibility of a huge change in a public school system without the real possibility for local input for the local community. So I'm really as or more concerned about that than I am about any particular educational policy aspect of the bill.
And Tucker, along with half a dozen representatives, nearly 200 residents have already held one informational meeting on Cozart's bill. However, a number of Republicans representing parts of Little Rock have said weighing in now is premature. But speaking in Texarkana, Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson revealed his thoughts and support for the bill to NPR member station KTXK.
Well, it's not a solution. It is just simply a alternative. An option for the state to utilize as needed.
The chairman of the State Board of Education, Sam Ledbetter, speaking personally and not for the state board, says turning over some authority of distressed schools in the Little Rock School District was not what he envisioned when the state board voted earlier this year.
My thought process would have been different had this bill been pending at the time.
Ledbetter continued, saying that from his vantage point in the state board, proceedings concerning the Little Rock School District were not deliberated with a long-term plan to turn over distressed schools to charters.
This is not anything that I had in mind. It wasn't anything I was aware of. It hadn't been discussed with me. It wasn't any, a lot of people, I think, feel like, well, you know, there was this grand scheme all along. If there was a grand scheme to take over Little Rock so that we could put it in a achievement school district or whatever this is, no one let me in on it.
But at this moment, an orchestrated scheme is exactly what many in Little Rock's black community explicitly point to. All of the city's black state lawmakers have come out against the bill, perhaps none more forcefully than longtime courtroom foe of business interests in the districts, Representative John Walker.
Little Rock is now a majority-minority city, and there are all kinds of efforts from within the city and otherwise to diminish it as a majority-minority city.
Walker is clear, contending a privatized system would funnel resources and talent to affluent students.
All of this has a racial impact, and it's intentional. Representative Cozart is able to get his way, then it'll be to the detriment of the people of the state, because hopefully we can move beyond the state of being like being regarded like Mississippi. Doesn't look like that. Looks like we're headed back toward being like Mississippi.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.